Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Personality NLP case study for Kashmira. Since Kashmira has Ardra rising in Gemini as her ascendant, her personality likely carries a sharp, observant, and analytical edge. Ardra's energy brings intensity, curiosity, and a restless hunger for truth, especially in the intellectual and emotional realms. With Gemini as the rising sign, she's naturally inquisitive, quick-thinking, and mentally agile, but Ardra adds a transformative depth to that agility. Kashmira likely doesn't take things at face value. She pulls ideas apart, challenges them, and then rebuilds them into something more refined. There may also be a subtle emotional intensity beneath her surface-level adaptability. She might appear light and conversational, but she feels more than she shows. From an NLP perspective, this ascendant suggests a kinesthetic and auditory digital blend. She likely processes through sensation and mental sequencing, needing things to feel right and also to make sense. She probably responds well to structure and logic, but doesn't trust anything until it's been tested emotionally. Her attention direction is self-oriented. She filters her environment through an internal sense of what's intellectually and emotionally authentic. And her action style is likely reactive, especially in high stakes or emotionally loaded moments. She tends to pause, observe, feel, then respond. In the fourth house, Kashmira has Ketu placed in Chitra, bringing a deeply introspective and spiritually detached tone to her inner world, sense of emotional security, and experience of home and family. Chitra's influence adds precision and aesthetic structure. She likely feels most at peace in environments that are ordered, intentional, and quietly beautiful. Ketu, however, detaches, so Kashmira may feel a quiet emotional distance from her early roots or from traditional ideas of comfort. She might not rely heavily on external emotional support, preferring instead to cultivate inner stillness or find comfort in solitude and observation. This combination gives her an emotionally self-contained and quietly discerning nature. She may be nurturing, but not sentimental, able to hold space for others while staying grounded in her own clarity. NLP-wise, Ketu here points to a dissociated emotional filter. She tends to reflect on her feelings rather than get absorbed in them, often viewing her emotions as something to understand more than react to. Chitra's architectural nature adds a general chunking style. She likely interprets emotional events in patterns or larger lessons, not just in isolated incidents. Her frame of reference in the fourth house is deeply internal. She knows when something feels off emotionally without needing confirmation, and she likely works through discomfort privately, through analysis and stillness. Altogether, Kashmira's personality reflects a mind that is agile yet precise, emotionally aware yet contained, a natural investigator of patterns, truths, and structures, both in the world and within herself. In the fifth house, Kashmira has the Sun in Chitra and Mercury and Venus in Vishakha, creating a refined, driven, and emotionally intelligent approach to creativity, learning, and self-expression. The fifth house represents the mind, romance, intellect, and creative intelligence. And with these three planets here, this area of life is central to how Kashmira understands and shares herself with the world. The Sun in Chitra gives her a confident, precise, and structured sense of personal expression. Chitra brings a designer's mind. Kashmira likely creates with intention, beauty, and clarity. There's an inner pride in her ideas, and she may feel most alive when she's building, refining, or showcasing something that reflects her aesthetic or intellectual standards. The sun here adds leadership in intellectual or artistic spaces. She probably doesn't just want to express. She wants that expression to last or mean something. NLP-wise, this reflects a general chunking style and an internal frame of reference. She values originality and is unlikely to follow trends just to fit in. She acts when her internal sense of excellence is satisfied, not based on outside approval. Mercury in Vishaka sharpens her thinking and makes her a powerful communicator. Vishaka lends focus and purpose. Kashmira likely speaks and writes with intent, not just to fill space. She's probably drawn to learning that's layered and complex, and her style of analysis is often deep and strategic. From an NLP lens, Mercury here brings in auditory digital processing and a little chunking preference. She breaks things down logically, thinks in sequences, and prefers communication that is clean, clear, and pointed. She's not easily swayed by emotional persuasion. Facts, clarity, and conceptual elegance guide her understanding. Venus in Vishaka adds elegance, passion, and a high standard for connection. Kashmira likely values intellectual and emotional depth in romantic or artistic expression. She may come across as charming and poised, but underneath, she's likely discerning. She seeks devotion, not drama. Venus in Vishaka gives her an ability to influence through grace and persuasion, but she's not frivolous. She connects through shared purpose and vision. NLP-wise, this Venus reflects a kinesthetic emotional filter with a towards motivation style. She's drawn to relationships or creative paths that feel aligned with her inner sense of truth and beauty. She likely needs her work and her connections to have emotional integrity and momentum toward growth. Altogether, Kashmira's fifth house shows a rich and principled mind, creative but composed, expressive but purposeful. She likely thrives when she can communicate ideas that are beautiful, well-crafted, and anchored in meaning. Her blend of logic, refinement, and emotional steadiness makes her a thoughtful contributor to any intellectual or artistic space. Mars in Shravana in the eighth house gives Kashmira a quietly intense and strategic approach to transformation, emotional boundaries, and psychological insight. The eighth house governs depth, shared energy, and inner power, and Mars here acts behind the scenes. Shravana adds a layer of listening, observation, and pattern recognition, so Kashmira likely has a strong instinct for sensing hidden motives or subtle emotional shifts. She may not always express anger or drive openly, but she's acutely aware of power dynamics and likely moves with quiet calculation when it comes to trust, intimacy, or major life shifts. Mars in this position suggests proactive energy, but filtered through observation and control. She's likely someone who prepares before acting, who watches closely, senses deeply, and then strikes with precision when it's time. NLP-wise, this shows a kinesthetic filter with a reactive edge. Her body tells her when something's off or when it's time to shift. She likely doesn't like being rushed, especially in emotionally intense situations, and she prefers to act from a place of calm authority rather than impulse. Her chunk size here is specific, especially when dealing with trust, private information, or emotional protection. She notices the small tells, the off notes, and acts accordingly. Jupiter in Purva Bhadrapada in the ninth house brings a wide, philosophical, and inwardly visionary quality to Kashmira's beliefs, spiritual life, and approach to higher knowledge. The ninth house is about truth, expansion, and purpose. And Jupiter, being the natural ruler of this house, is especially potent here. In Purva Bhadrapada, Jupiter becomes more mystical, moral, and uncompromising. Kashmira likely holds strong beliefs that have evolved through deep reflection and lived experience. She may be drawn to hidden or esoteric systems of thought, but only if they hold internal consistency and depth. This placement suggests a general chunking style and a towards motivation. She's pulled toward wisdom that is transformative and profound. She's likely a lifelong learner, but with a preference for meaning over mere data. Her processing style is auditory digital. She filters belief through inner logic, language, and principle. She may often ask herself, does this resonate with what I've lived, or is this thought anchored in something real? Her frame of reference here is strongly internal. She doesn't need a crowd to validate what she believes, but she does need to feel that it aligns with her ethical and spiritual compass. Together, these placements give Kashmira a quietly powerful internal world, one where depth, control, and clarity matter more than noise. She is likely both intuitive and discerning, able to sense what others miss, and committed to a path of inner growth, anchored in truth and self-mastery. Rahu and Ravati in the 10th house gives Kashmira a visionary, sensitive, and quietly ambitious approach to her public life, career, and role in the world. The 10th house governs how one is seen, what they strive to contribute, and their long-term path of achievement. And Rahu here brings strong desire, intensity, and the urge to reach beyond limits. Ravati adds a layer of compassion, imagination, and subtle perception, so Kashmira likely feels called to serve or create in a way that transcends the ordinary. Her ambition isn't loud, but it's quietly expansive. She wants to offer something meaningful, healing, or spiritually resonant to the world, often through indirect or creative means. Rahu here reflects a towards motivation style. She's pulled by a vision of who she can become and what kind of impact she could have. Yet because Ravati is ruled by Mercury and linked to the Piscean end of the zodiac, this vision is emotionally complex and not purely material. She might be drawn to roles that involve guiding, mentoring, healing, or communicating subtle truths, things that are more about resonance than recognition. NLP-wise, this placement supports a visual and kinesthetic processing filter. She likely senses her professional alignment more than she defines it, and needs to feel that her work carries meaning, even if the metrics of success aren't conventional. Her chunking style here is general, meaning she's probably less concerned with titles or step-by-step career ladders, and more focused on the broader arc of her purpose. She may seem to zigzag through career shifts, but to her, it's all part of one larger narrative. She's building something invisible, intuitive, and impactful. Moon in Ashwini, in the 11th house, adds emotional spontaneity, idealism, and pioneering energy to Kashmira's social relationships, networks, and long-term aspirations. Ashwini, ruled by Ketu, brings fast, instinctive movement, while the 11th house governs hopes, alliances, and group consciousness. This gives her a deeply independent and emotionally responsive relationship with the social world. She likely values friendships that allow freedom, honesty, and a sense of new beginnings. There's an emotional excitement around ideas and goals. She probably feels emotionally charged when envisioning the future or collaborating with others who share her vision. The moon here reflects a reactive, kinesthetic, emotional filter. Kashmira responds to the emotional climate of groups quickly and intuitively. She may be deeply affected by the tone and flow of interactions, but won't always show it outwardly. Ashwini gives her the ability to initiate. She's likely to take the lead in emotional or creative group dynamics, especially if she feels strongly about a cause or vision. Her chunk size in this area is likely specific. She notices nuances in group dynamics, remembers emotional details, and responds in ways that are quick and instinctive. But emotionally, she may sometimes need space. Ashwini values movement and autonomy, so if a social context becomes too binding or emotionally stagnant, she's likely to pull away or start fresh. Together, Rahu and the moon in these houses suggest Kashmira is deeply attuned to both the emotional undercurrents of her social environment and the broader vision of her public role. She may seem reserved on the surface, but internally she carries powerful intuitive guidance about where she belongs and what she's meant to create. Her career and social goals are not about noise. They're about quiet, resonant contribution and emotionally aligned progress. Overall NLP drives for Kashmira. Kashmira's NLP profile reveals a deeply perceptive, internally driven personality, someone who blends intellectual sharpness with emotional insight and instinct with structured refinement. Her chart reflects a strong interplay between mental processing, emotional containment, and visionary movement, shaping her unique way of engaging with the world. Her dominant processing styles are auditory, digital, and kinesthetic. She relies heavily on inner logic, structured thought, and meaningful sequencing when analyzing the world. Sun and Mercury in the 5th, Mars in 8th. But she also feels her way through environments and decisions to tuning in to bodily cues and emotional texture. Moon in 11th, Venus in 5th, Rahu in 10th. She thinks in terms of, does this make sense and feel aligned? And her best decisions likely come from that dual clarity. Her chunk size varies across life domains. In work and belief systems, Jupiter in 9th, Rahu in 10th, she tends toward general chunking, focusing on long-term impact, meaning, and patterns. In creative expression, emotional communication, and relationships, Mercury, Venus, Moon, she shifts toward specific chunking, noticing details, tone, and subtle shifts in interpersonal energy. This ability to toggle between the overview and the microview makes her especially sharp in complex emotionally intelligent spaces. Her motivation direction is primarily towards oriented. With Rahu in the 10th, Venus and Mercury in Vishaka, and Jupiter in Purva Bhadrapada, Kashmira is pulled by what inspires, elevates, and aligns. She's likely moved by a sense of internal growth, intellectual integrity, and purpose. However, she does carry a refined away-from-filter in emotionally sensitive areas. Ketu in 4th, Mars in 8th. She instinctively avoids emotional noise, shallow environments, and relational power games. Her frame of reference is strongly internal. Across almost every domain, she processes and decides based on her own values, emotional cues, and mental frameworks. Whether she's navigating relationships, crafting something creatively, or considering a philosophical idea, Kashmira rarely relies on external validation. She calibrates through inner resonance. Her action style is mostly proactive, especially in areas that involve purpose, clarity, and independence. Sun in Chitra, Mars in Shravana, Rahu in Rivedi. Yet in emotionally charged or ambiguous scenarios, she becomes reactive, choosing to pause, reflect, and act only when the emotional and intuitive signals are fully clear. Moon in Ashwini, Ketu in Chitra. Her work and learning preferences lean towards solo or quiet environments. She needs space to think, feel, and recalibrate, especially with Venus in the 5th, Mars in the 8th, and Ketu in the 4th. She likely thrives in roles that offer autonomy, emotional safety, and room for intellectual depth and aesthetic refinement. Altogether, Kashmira comes across as someone who values clarity, emotional truth, personal freedom, and meaningful contribution. She is both subtle and strong, precise and reflective. The kind of person who quietly reshapes environments through thoughtful presence, intuitive knowing, and intelligent design.